King Oliver's Riverside Blues, one of the great originals of New Orleans jazz. King Oliver, born on this day in 1885, a cornet player, just a composer, one of the greats. And so can't go off a little bit of that sound today. We're now joined by a man who's graced the studio many times, Dr. Todd Burrows. He's an independent researcher and scholar based in Hyattsville, Maryland, a scholar of black media and history, and here to talk with us today about the electoral victory of Ross Baraka that took place yesterday in Newark, New Jersey, with 54% of the vote. And Todd, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark. In this capacity, I'm actually doing some journalism on this and writing a small book on it. So this is not just political opinion. This is actually some on-the-ground stuff.
All right. That's good, too. I like that. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Write to us at steinershow@gmail.com. Log on to our Facebook pages. Tweet me at Mark Steiner. 410-319-8888. So, Todd, this is an interesting election. Here we covered a lot with Chakwe Lumumba winning in Jackson, Mississippi, and we're actually on the verge of interviewing him when he passed away suddenly. And we see Ross Baraka, the son of Amiri Baraka, who was for years both as a principal and a teacher and as a city councilman, had kind of a very fiery revolutionary rhetoric in beliefs in terms of what he thinks cities should be. So tell me what all this means about this election.
Well, I mean, there's so many ways to look at it, Mark. I'm a Newark native son.
Yes, you are.
And I was one of the thousands of people who barged into Amiri Baraka's house at any time and brought guests and talked with him. So his death shook up a lot of people, including myself. To watch Ras Baraka is a fascinating experience because he's clearly his father's son. He is as good a poet as his father. He has the social consciousness of his father, but he is also a very practical city legislator. And he made it clear to Newarkers that this was about the city and how the city should be run and whether the city should be run either by Newarkers or by outsiders. Shavar Jeffries, his opponent, was an outsider. Although he was born and raised in Newark, and although he is a Seton Hall University law professor and the Seton Hall University Law School is in Newark, he really didn't have the background and the commitment, the demonstrated commitment that Ross Baraka had.
So talk a bit about what this campaign means. I mean, this is, first of all, in some ways, watching this campaign, it reminded me of a 19th century political campaign. There was a lot of tension, some physical violence. People were very passionate about this. And it was interesting to see that many unions that were full of workers who were white and white presidents of those unions backed Ross Baraka from across that spectrum of unions, not just the teachers. A lot of the folks in New York, hedge fund managers and other establishment people in New Jersey, backing his opponent. This is a huge divide that happened in Newark during this election.
What you have to understand about Newark is that Newark is not like, let's say, the ghetto parts of Baltimore, right? Newark is not a section of a ghetto within a larger city or state. Newark is its own city. And Newark, although it is a ghetto, it's also a kind of a small town. And so when somebody like Ross Baraka runs, Newarkers analyze exactly who he is and they analyze his opponent. Now, in terms of this election, Newark politics can get quite brutal. Ross Baraka's bus was torched, and the two main suspects are people who were at some point paid to be in the Jeffries campaign. There have been skirmishes over street signs. I mean, you know, it's the ghetto, and people are passionate, and they're fighting for what they believe in. The important thing to understand here in terms of this particular election is that Shavar Jeffries represented the Wall Street money, the school choice money, most importantly. This was an attempt, a blatant attempt, to implement a school choice agenda in a city in which many of its residents who are quote-unquote middle class, or what passes for middle class in Newark, are in the Newark school system. So this was a blatant attempt to create a charter school movement in Newark. And the unions backed Baraka. Now, one of the things I want to say, that, you know, the kind of little ironies of history here, is that Baraka was the candidate of the, you know, kind of Essex County machine. So Baraka got the endorsement of the Newark Fraternal Order of Police.
Interesting.
Which I know you would find interesting coming from the 60s, Mark, and understanding Mary Baraka being beaten by the Newark police in the 1967 rebellion. So, you know, one of the little ironies about the campaign is that, you know, they both were established candidates. I mean, they both were people who had major backing. It's just that Shavar Jeffries' backing came from outside of Newark, and Baraka's backing came from inside of Newark. And in a small town where only 40,000 people can vote in a mayor, that makes all the difference.
So what do you think this election will portend? I mean, he's talking about trying to take back the school system from the state. He's talking about trying to rebuild neighborhoods and putting affordable housing, rebuilding the infrastructure of the port of Newark. Talk a bit about what you think really was going to happen with this agenda of Ross Baraka.
Well, I think it'll be a standard progressive Democratic agenda. I think that Newark is falling apart. Its infrastructure is falling apart. And, Mark, I mean, it's the third oldest city in America. I think it deserves to...
The third oldest city in America?
Right, so I think it deserves to have some infrastructure problems, right? you know, many of these homes that are here in Newark, you know, were built 70 years ago. And so people live in neighborhoods and homes where they're trying to maintain 70-year-old homes. So Baraka has a lot of money to bring in for investment, first to fix the $93 million deficit the city has, and then second to work on the infrastructure. And I've heard him outline his program. I mean, he's got to use the ports effectively. Newark has a major airport, major seaport. Newark has major colleges like Rutgers University
right
downtown. And, I mean, he has to use these properly and make them full partners in the development of the city instead of them just being kind of like green card residents of the city. And that's going to require a lot of economic development on his part. And he's studied the issues of how to do that, which, again, that's why this, this portrayal of him as some wild-eyed radical, which I can understand if you watch him talking to black audiences on the streets and YouTube, really kind of stereotype him, because he's actually a legislator that has studied urban planning and urban issues and urban problems, and he has an agenda for developing the city of Newark as an urban city in northern New Jersey.
Well, so you're writing a book about the campaign or about his administration or what?
I'm writing a small book about the father and the son through the eyes of the campaign.
Interesting. Okay, I'm looking forward to hearing more of that. And also looking forward
to... And Mark, I just want to say this. I spent the morning looking through A Black Fire, which is Paul Coates' Black Classic Press's book. They did a book publishing Ross Baraka's eulogy of Amiri Baraka.
Uh-huh.
And I want to strongly, strongly suggest that anybody who wants to understand Ross Baraka or Amiri Baraka or Newark read the book, A Black Fire, Eulogy for My Father, Amamu Amiri Baraka, by Ross Baraka. It's a fantastic book, and I've just been thumbing through it all morning. I've listened to no TV, no radio, just thumbing through this book and thinking about the future and thinking about the past and thinking about the father who was only there in spirit to see his son become leader of the city that he fought so hard for.
Well, Todd Burrows, I look forward over the coming months and years here now to follow this, what's going on in Newark, as an urban example of where we might go, and hearing your analysis as we do that. It's always great to hear you. Thank you so much.
Me too, and thank you very much, Mark.
Good to talk to you. We've been talking with Dr. Todd Burrows, who is independent researcher and scholar based in Hyattsville, son of Newark, a scholar in black media and history. Was writing this book on Amiri Baraka and Ross Baraka, and will be joining us frequently as we look to follow what has been going on in Newark, New Jersey, as we hope to do in Jackson when Chokwe Lumumba was still among us. So we'll take a brief break, and when we return from this break, we are going to be joined by Edward Wyckoff Williams and Syreeta Hubbard as we take a look at what happens when the first gay player goes to NFL football, and that is the Coasters and Charlie Brown. Stay with us. We'll be right back. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get down. Just you wait and see. Why, little man.
everybody always sitting on me.
That's